probably the best run operation in the country. That's where Secretariat was at stud and several others. And a friend of mine is the resident vet there, and we're talking to him the other day, and he says they're in bad shape right now.
That's where River Ridge was too.
Right, right. Yes, sir.
They had some horses, I'll say that.
Yes, indeed. Well, do you get much fan mail today?
There's a book out. You've probably seen it. I don't know what the name of it is.
The address book?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I got your address.
Yeah, well, every once in a while I'll think of somebody and go take a look, see if they're alive or dead. Yeah, I'm 79 like me. I wonder what the hell he's doing. Well, you find out pretty soon that you don't smell the flowers anymore or something like that. Yeah, oh, I don't know. I'll probably, what do I get, about 5 or 6 letters a month, honey? Yeah, about 5 or 6, I guess.
Well, it's nice to be remembered.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a shame. I mean, I see this firsthand. I've got a son. He's a college ball player and a tremendous baseball fan. He gave his left arm, well, he gave his right arm. He's left-handed to play ball, and he follows the players. But I mentioned names like your name. I talked to Buddy Hassler a week or so back. He's never heard of you or him or anybody. He's heard of Jose Canseco and Daryl Strawberry, and that's all he knows.
Yeah, that's true. They don't know. My grandkids the same way, but. Like these guys around the charging, I was, like I said, I never was a great friend of DiMaggio's, even though I knew his brother Joe or Dominic played with us, of course. And I'd see him around once in a while with him, but I was amazed to think that he went to these places and charged for his autographs, all the money he's got and anything else.
And he charges a lot for them.
Yeah, I can't understand that. God damned if I can. I don't know who the hell he has to get in. But this don't seem right.
I agree, but, you know, he doesn't. You know, if somebody writes him and asks for an autograph, it is my understanding he doesn't sign it. So if somebody wants a Joe DiMaggio autograph, they've got to go. And, you know, it's a business.
I'd feel pretty bad about signing one or sending a letter back and saying, well, you'll have to do this later. So there was some fellow down in Tampa, some Tampa paper, I think. He was writing a book on Jimmy Fox. He called me here quite a while ago, and I never thought to ask him. Send me the book when he got through.
I know the book on Fox was published maybe 2 years ago. Maybe not that. I don't remember. I do not have it. I received a flyer, I didn't get it. It's one of the few. I've got a baseball library that's unbelievable. I did not get it. I don't know what it's like, but I'm sure that's the one you're talking about, unless somebody beat him to it with another book.
They did, because this has only been about 6 months ago, maybe.
Okay, well, no, this book has been, it's been out at least a year, and I was thinking longer than that.
Yeah. Yeah, incidentally, I just like to be around this world, watch that. I mean, I wish Fox was in this world to hit that ball they're hitting now.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what it is, but when your ass flies out of gear, right-hand hitter, and you hit the ball in the upper deck of Detroit or in Yankee Stadium, it don't make sense to me. And that Fox hit balls over the top at Comiskey Park like they were going out of style. And he hit a ball in the center field bleachers before any of these trick fences were around there in Comiskey Park, too.
Mm-hmm.
These are ones I saw. God, the places he hit them that they tell you about, you couldn't believe it.
I have heard fantastic stories about his power, and I've heard them enough to where I know they've got to be true.
Oh,
There's a playing the Reds are the home team here, which is I'm not real pleased with, but nonetheless they are, and they've got this infielder. What the heck's his name? I can't think of his name. Mexico, Spanish, Puerto Rican.
Cincinnati Reds, you mean?
Yes. Anyhow, he's hit like a dozen home runs this year. In
Larkin?
No. The fellow that got from the Dodgers a couple of years ago. I can't think of his name.
Griffith.
No, Griffith is still there. Oh, and I've got a sporting news right here. Let me see. Duncan, Mariano Duncan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got about a dozen home runs now and about 200 at bats. But this last, the last 3 weeks, he's hit about 8 or 9 of them. And if the ball is not got springs inside of it, I don't know what it is. There's no way he's going to hit the balls. I mean, these haven't been just over the fence. These have been 400, 420 feet.
Yeah, that's pesky coming out here, you know, and with the Red Sox, because he was going to Portland, his sister is real bad, sick, and I asked him, he said he was up in the old neighbor. I said, you don't see many you know there, do you, John? I saw him. Dr. Bubo and everybody had a bitch out. I said, no, I mean Americans. I said, are there any white Americans up there that you started to laugh? But he hit a home run in Boston just inside the foul pool after he'd been up there a little while. Well, his first year. Christ, here, I took him to spring training, you know, and everything else, give him gloves and sweatshirts and everything. And he was over in Bradenton, and we were in Sarasota, and he told me to he wanted to come home. He was homesick, goddamn it. So they told Pennock was over there talking to him, and they brought him over to Sarasota. Now we had him out in Rose. My wife had cooked for him, and we had him around there for about 3 days, and he got over that being homesick. But Heine Manush wound up being his manager there at Rocky Mouth. He's the one that John gives most of the credit for his hitting. He got 200 hits his first year. Just a hell of a kid. And, then the next year, he's the most valuable player in that league. The next year, he was picked the outstanding player at Louisville there in the American Association.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we owned Reese, for Christ's sake, the Red Sox, but Cronin wouldn't bring him up. And he was the worst shortstop that God ever created. Now, he might have been a wonder over at Washington when he was younger, but so finally he brought Pesky up. By God, I get traded. It makes me sick.
Well, Pesky was an awfully good shortstop. In fact, let me ask you this. In your opinion, does he belong in the Hall of Fame?
Johnny?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think he thinks so either.
Well, you know, I agree, but they're putting guys like Reese in.
Yeah.
And
Reese is a good ball player.
Yes, he was, but was he better than Pesky?
Well, the thing is, he was a victim of circumstances. He played on the club with the Cronin, and they didn't play the same ball, you know, hit and run as much as Brooklyn did.
Sure.
And I think Reese was a better shortstop than Johnny Fielding. But Johnny was a hell of a lot better hitter.
Oh, yes.
And like you say, there's some real donkeys going in that Hall of Fame.
It's getting to be... Well, they used to be great players. Now all they're doing is the guy with the best press agent who stays around a long time seems to be the ones getting in. And that's a shame.
The guys that I played with, well, it should be there. Like there are guys, the older guys like Sam Wright. He'll never go there now, but hell, he was a hell of an outfielder.
Yes, he was.
You had some pretty good ball clubs in Lexington when I was with the Red Sox.
Yeah, we don't have anything here now. This is basketball and football country.
Oh, I know it is. That's Cardinal Farm now, isn't it?
Over in Louisville.
Pardon?
That's over in Louisville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I go to Louisville games before I go to Reds games. It's the same distance. It's cheaper, and it's just a lot more relaxed atmosphere.
Well, that Patano pretty well liked there. Is that his name? The University of Kentucky.
Patino. Oh, yes. My goodness. The local newspaper took a poll of the local people's favorite things, their favorite restaurant, their favorite shopping center, and their favorite celebrity. And Patino was far and away the most popular man in the whole city of Lexington.
Yeah, I mean, he must be a pretty good coach, too, I guess.
Evidently he is, but goodness, he came in here, and even before he had his team play a game, he got... I guess he got an agent, and he was doing commercials for grocery stores, for banks, for travel agencies, for phone companies. That's all you saw 6 months before there was ever a basketball game, was Rick Pitino advertising things.
That's the name of the game, isn't
it? I guess it is. I don't know what he gets paid to coach, but I bet you he got twice as much for his ads.
Yeah.
More power to him. What the heck?
Heck yes.
Well, Jack, I appreciate your time. I guess I've taken close to an hour. I really appreciate it.
You just asked me. I'll give you the best shot I got.
Well, I do. Thank you. Would you like to see this before I send it to the magazine to make sure I haven't misquoted you or said anything you don't want me to say?
No.
Okay.
No, don't.
Would you like a copy of it when it is published?
I'd like to see one.
Okay, how many would you like?
Oh, give me about four, and I guess it come to my grandson.
Okay, well, sure will. There's usually about 4 to 6 months from the time I get something submitted until it's published. But sometimes there's no rhyme or reason to their schedule. I sent one in a month ago, and it was published last week, and we're still waiting on one that I sent in close to a year ago, so I don't know what they do. But in any event, it will be probably, I would just, as a guess, say 6 months down the road.
Yeah.
But as soon as it's printed, we'll send you four copies.
The guy was down here, he's going to put a roof on our house, and he told me one price, and he said another one there, and he says, but this one, of course, he says, has got a 20-year guarantee. I said, you. I said, I'm 79 years old. I'm worrying about a 20-year on a roof. I had high hopes and everything, but not quite that long.
No, I'm 50, and I don't know if I'd be too concerned about a 20-year guarantee.
That's right. I'd have to get a new batting stance and everything by then.
That's right.
Well, what was your name again? Kelly.
Kelly, Brent Kelly.
That's the right name.
Yep.
Kelly. Damn few of us Irish left.
Oh, there's a few here and there, but not nearly like once there was.
No, sure is. Well, I'll talk to you again.
Jack, thank you very much, sir.
You bet.
All right, bye.